I think we should talk about.
Sharon for the stack. May I?
James, we don't hear you. Are you muted?
Sorry, I was muted, yes. Yes, I heard Paulina first, then Sharon. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So I agree with our poll in the following, that we should, even prior to any discussion of how this timeline will go, we should probably authorize our ICFO to initiate the meeting with treasurers to outline budget development process and paperwork submission. I think that that's something that doesn't really necessitate us having a timeline. It's just an initiation instruction from us, and I would like this committee to at least before adjournment come to agreement with about that, that we should ask our ICFO to do that. Thank you. Oh, and also as your timekeeper, we're out of time. I believe, you know, actually, are we on? Actually, if you can instruct me, how much time was for this agenda item, please? We've spent so far about 7 minutes, actually.
Okay. For this item, we had scheduled 45 minutes, and we began at about 9:30. And so this is probably going to take us through to the end of the meeting, and I think it's very important, so hopefully we can get this done.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, we're only about 8 minutes in, as you said.
That's right.
And, okay. So, yeah, but I just finished my comment. I do think that we should at least agree on the first step, independently of whether we agree on the rest of the timeline.
Okay. Anybody else for the stack?
Sharon for the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Go ahead, Sharon.
Paul, I really agree. First of all, really thank you for putting the thought you put into this, and I really, really agree on eliminating B. I've been trying to do that with the local station board and to ask for budget ranking, and it's like people don't understand because, not that they don't understand, but pay central services, pay payroll, pay utilities, I mean, pay the water bill, you know, pay the internet. I mean, these are the budget priorities, and those are pretty much what's in the budget. So, I agree with eliminating B. I think it might be helpful in the sense of having a discussion about budget priorities, but I see A is where the CFO would sort of maybe initiate that discussion. And from I understood, Arpal, from what you said, that all that was needed was an email, so not a specific meeting like Paulina seemed to be implying, but just an email. And then I guess I just want to say that I think we can just pass the whole thing as a unit. We don't need to go over each item. It's better to just, that's what we did last year, was just approve the time. And I kind of agree with leaving out the time from C through H and then just putting it deadline of mid-October for I. I think it's good to be flexible in this area. So just want to say I actually agree with a lot of what you put down.
This is the chair. I'm just going to take the staff for a moment and request, Arpal, I know you're the secretary, and I know you've brought us this document, and I'm hoping that it sounds like to me that we're getting the substance of a motion laid out here, and I hope you're taking notes, and you seem to have this idea in your head already. So hopefully at the end of this discussion we'll have a concise motion that we can pass to handle it. Do you think we can do it in one motion, or should we have – well, we'll see if we have to divide. Is that possible, Paul?
I think the thing is we should kick this around a bit, see what we think, and then decide if we're going to have a motion. You know, I mean, basically, I guess to repeat myself, the stuff that I have in red at the top is sort of, let's get it rolling with that stuff. And in B, there is that part about the central services formula. That's an actual thing we have got to do. And the rest of that, yeah, I would be okay with leaving the rest of that blank and saying, try to get the budgets in as soon as possible and leave it kind of flexible. I don't know if everybody else agrees with that, so I didn't propose that, but I'd go along with it.
And do we need a motion for that, in your opinion, or is this we're just planning how to proceed?
Well, we probably need a motion to plan to proceed. Every year we have a timeline. So we should probably have a timeline. If the timeline is a bit different from past years, that's perfectly okay, I think.
That's what I was really asking. Do we need a motion or anything like that, any procedural item like that, in order to basically modernize our timeline?
I would think we would, yeah.
Okay. So let's go ahead and discuss our modernizing, and then we'll see if we can come up with a motion. Anybody else for the staff?
Paulina to the staff, please.
Go ahead, Paulina.
It sounds to me like the most urgent topic to discuss is central services or formula, right? Central service formula, because that's the one thing that this committee does need to decide that will not be in the hands of local GMs and business managers. So would it be appropriate? Would people be interested in, let's say, initiating this discussion? Or maybe I would say I would like to propose a motion for us to start to get the ball rolling motion, we'll call it. Vasilia proposes the ball, let the ball roll motion, which is just let the CFO know that they should start an email conversation, as my colleague was saying very appropriately, no need to meet necessarily, an email from the CFO to start a budget conversation. And then after that, maybe we here as this committee, in the little time that we have left prior to time certain, to talk about the central services formula, or at least start that conversation. What do people think?
Is that a motion?
Yes, it's a motion that would we as a committee would we need to instruct the if we still have to go to the PND, right? Or how would that work?
No, I'm curious. We would just tell. How about this? The motion would be the NFC let the CFO know that they should email the treasurers with regard to A and B on the timeline.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's my motion. Sure.
So would we make that as in the report from the NFC?
Huh?
That would be just then part of a report from the NFC that this is what we did. We're not going to ask them for permission to do it.
You don't need permission to do that.
Right. Correct. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
So all we have to do is report that this is what we're going to do.
Well, and we tell the CFO, you know, this is what we've thought about, and would you please just tell them this, and it'll go.
Got it. Okay, Paul, you're good at putting these things together. Are you able to write this at the same time we talk about it?
Yeah, I think I have it. I think I have it in front of me here.
Want
to read it?
Please.
What I have is that the NFC let the CFO, should be ICFO, I guess. So they should email the treasurers with regard to A and B on the timeline. And, of course, we'll have to send them the timeline.
Okay. And?
Oh, let's make that the FY21 budget timeline.
Very good.
That's right.
Can you, yeah, once, okay, we'll have to vote on that. So is there any discussion? Is there an objection? So it sounds like we have unanimous approval. So, Arpal, now switched, you know, changing hats, can you put that into final form and send that to the CFO?
Actually, the chair should do that because I'm just the secretary.
Okay, but, very good.
You just tell her, I'll write you something and you can pass it on to her, okay?
Very good.
All right.
Okay. Very good. And now I don't think we don't have to do anything about saying we're not going to do this part B. We can just go on from there. And we're going to let the budget process flow in the stations. They know how to do it. So why don't we go to I and begin the discussion of, or continue the discussion of, well, actually, that's not necessarily I. But let's go ahead and talk about the central services formula.
Yeah, are we, Mr. Chair, does this mean we are now moving on to the formula for social services payments agenda item?
Good question. Are we out of time for this item?
Hardly.
No, we're not, Mr. Chair, this is your timekeeper. But that was my suggestion, and let's see what people think about it, that instead of figuring out the rest of the timeline, we actually do take the time to talk about the central services.
Any discussion?
Point of I don't know order. I'm confused because isn't the central services formula a topic on the agenda?
It is. It's on the agenda as a separate item. But I think what's being said here is that we've done what we need to do immediately for the budget timeline, and now we can consider that item on the agenda closed, and we can move on to discussing the budget timeline.
You mean the central services payment. That's not what I heard Paulina say.
I'm sorry, central services. I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah, and I guess I want to say, did we finalize the fiscal year 21 budget timeline, because, or did we just pass the two first items? I just am unclear on that. Did we just do like A and B, or did we pass the entire timeline?
Well, I think we did A, and we have agreed to do away with B.
No.
We didn't
quite do away with it. B has two parts, essentially, if you look at it. B has, you know, ranking 1 to 5, which I think we're sort of agreeing we don't need to do that. However, the second part is central services formula. NFC does central services formula. So B is still there. The first part of it diminished to next to nothing, but the second part about central services formula still there and is work we have to do. So A is dispensed with an email, and the second part is let's do central services formulas, and it's been suggested that since that's the next item on the agenda, maybe we should go to that if people agree.
Okay, if I could just maybe respond again. I don't know, just procedurally, I think that might be what might make sense is if we put a deadline for item B for the NFC to complete its recommendation on the central services, even if we say it's today, and then we finish this topic, and then we, like, pass the budget timeline. That's because I really would like to pass the budget timeline, and then we can talk about the central services. And perhaps we want to give ourselves another 2 weeks because it's probably going to be a complicated discussion. So maybe we should put a deadline in there for, I guess it would be July 28th, as the deadline for the NFP to complete its recommendation on the central services formula. That would be in D. That would be my suggestion.
Is that a motion?
I thought the idea is that we're talking, just talking
about
the budget timeline, which I would actually appreciate if we could just talk about it rather than trying to make motions. And then maybe once we have talked about it, we could pass it or not.
I would certainly agree with that. Of course, anybody can make a motion when the thought comes. But, yeah, okay. So would anybody else like to join? Anyone
for
the chat?
Paulina? This is Paulina. I agree with the previous comment that, yes, absolutely, we should talk about it. And I think that this is the right time to talk about setting a deadline for us to decide on item B. And whether it's for, you know, for today or 2 weeks from now, maybe a week from now, I don't know. But I do agree with that. I don't want to start the conversation, but I would say this is the appropriate time to have one. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Arpal?
Go ahead, Arpal.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, we should discuss that. That's fine. I will point out that we have actually a set of proposed central services formulas that we were looking at months ago, and I think what we'll probably end up doing is sort of gravitating towards one of them. I think we have like three of them, but I think people are mostly favoring one, and I think we'll probably go for that one. So it will probably not be a gigantic hurdle for us to get over. And I think that if we did give ourselves a deadline of doing that by the July 28th, which is our next NFC meeting, I think we could easily accomplish that. It's almost done.
Anyone else?
Sharon for the staff.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, Arpal, and I would just agree with that. And then maybe the only other deadline that we need in the timeline is I'm just looking at the calendar. October 13th is the second Tuesday. Do we want to do it on one of our NFC days, or do we want to just say like October 15th? We could just say October 15th for line I. And then if people agreed with that, then I guess we could make a motion to pass the budget timeline with those deadlines in there. I guess what I'm saying is, what do other people think about having a deadline of October 15th as for line I and a deadline of July 28th, line B, as far as the central services payment, and then leave the other ones blank, and then we could pass this. Potentially. I'm still not making a motion. I'm just asking if that would be something that could work. Paulina, if I may.
Paulina, go ahead, Paulina.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree with the proposal, and I would just like to add that there's only one other item that's E that requires the NFC to approve the national office budget. As is or with amendments. So I don't know if we need a tentative date for that or if that needs to be left flexible. Probably flexible because we really don't know how the other things will go. But yeah, I would actually absolutely agree with Sharon and I would not offer any amendments yet. By October 15th would be the item I, adopt the budget for fiscal year beginning October 1st. So it's a little bit late, but it's better than, we could actually say October 1st and see if we can get there, but when does the NFC meet in October? Do we have a date somewhere around October 1st? Because if we could push it, it would be best to have a budget by the beginning of the fiscal year. What do people think?
I think having a budget before the fiscal year is generally good practices. I don't believe that's a question.
So wouldn't that be good form then if we say that by October 1st we adopt the budget?
This is the chair. I'm looking at KPFTX, and I see in October we meet on the 13th and the 27th. I'll go and see what we do on.
How about September?
That's what I'm going for. September were on the 8th and the 22nd.
Well, why don't we shoot to have this done by the 22nd?
I know I'm the chair, but I'll say I certainly like that idea. I'm not supposed to say that, though. Go ahead, R. Paul.
We could certainly do those. And, you know, the deal is, what if we're a little bit late? If we're a little bit late, I wouldn't feel bad at all. Remember, the PNB has not passed a budget in 4 or 5 years. So if we hand them a budget that they can pass, right before FY21 or a couple of weeks into FY21, that's a huge improvement over what's been happening for some years, and it would be very helpful. So I'm okay with any of those dates, and if we start getting close to them, I'm not going to sweat if we start looking like we might go a little bit over one of those. That's my attitude anyway.
Anyone else?
This is Paulina again. I apologize. I'm speaking too much. But I feel like, yes, we should be optimistic and set ourselves a deadline of September 22nd, which is the meeting prior to the beginning of the fiscal year. And if we have to push that a little bit or have an extra meeting at the end of the month, and so on and so forth, that's fine. But we should set ourselves deadlines that are actually according to regular, are in agreement with what's expected of good practice, right?
Anyone else? Shall we vote on this, or shall we just agree by consensus?
I think we
perhaps
need...
you were asking for an objection to it.
Well, I think we need to... I think you're asking for us to agree to a nebulous thing here so far.
Well, I was asking about specifically about the September 22nd date.
Okay.
Just to get that done.
Well, this is Sharon for the stack.
R. Paul, were you in the middle of something?
Sorry,
Sharon.
No, I'm just okay. You clarified that we're talking about September 22nd.
Okay, go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, so I want to make a motion to pass the fiscal year 21 budget timeline with a deadline of July 28th for line B for just part of it, which is the second part, which is the NFC completes its recommendation on central services formula for the upcoming fiscal year. So that deadline will be July 28th. For the deadlines for C through H will be blank, and then the deadline for I will be September 28th, or September 22nd, excuse me, September 22nd, 2020, and I make a motion to approve the budget timeline with those dates.
We don't need a second. Any discussion?
What I have is... let's see, to adopt the FY 21 timeline with the deadline of July 28th for the central services formula, and leaving items C through H blank, and with a deadline for I of September 22nd.
If I could just clarify, R. Paul, leaving item C through H deadline blank.
Deadline, that's what I meant. Okay, yeah, deadline.
Yeah, I know. I just...
Okay. I'm reading this here to make sure I don't make too many typos.
Yeah.
I have, I have stuff that I want me to read this, what I have? Or do we all remember it?
I remember it. I don't know about other people.
There's a lot of static on the line here.
Yeah, there is.
I'll read it, so somebody's objecting to read it. There's a motion from Sharon, which is to adopt the FY21 timeline with the deadline of July 28th for the central services formula and leaving C through H, the C through H deadlines blank, and with a deadline for I of September 22nd.
Sounds
yep,
good.
That's mm-hmm.
Okay, I apologize. I was muted. I was talking and nobody heard me. So are we, so now we've heard what we're voting on. So is there any further discussion of this? Hearing none, is there any objection to this? Hearing none, we have a timeline.
Bravo!
I agree. Very
yay,
good.
You just done it.
Now we have about 9 minutes left. Let me see. Actually, we have about 12 minutes left. So why don't we, you know, scratch the surface on the central services formula?
Kristen's staff.
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. So since the last time this came up, I was chairing, I can kind of remember where this whole thing left off, and I just thought I'd take the opportunity to kind of review all that. We started out with a set of central services formulas, which were based on the old central services formulas. Actually, that's the – maybe I should start there. For those of you who aren't aware, the current central services formulas were adopted in something like 2015, and they were based on revenue figures for the trailing – I might be mistaken on this, but I think it was the trailing three-year average of revenues up to 2015. So it was 2013, 14, and 15 revenues multiplied by a certain percentage allocated to each station. The percentages were 15, 15, 15, 15, and 8, with WBAI being the 8%. And since that time, the revenues at stations have changed radically. And it's now the case that the amount of payments that WBAI is paying is closer to 15% of their revenue. In other words, they're pretty much paying the same amount on a percentage of revenue basis as the other stations because the revenues have fallen so much during that time period. And so, you know, that's one curiosity associated with that. But, of course, the other part of it is that the central services requirements have changed a little bit over time. Listener revenues have changed over time at all the stations. There's been ups and downs and variances, but these adjustments have not taken place to the formula during that period. So I think we all felt at the NFC, and still do, that we should revisit this on the basis of what the current revenues are or some other way of formulating it. One of the other suggestions was just to use memberships like we did with the interest formula. But we could continue using revenues, but then it was suggested that we should back out the major donor revenue because it varies so much over time, the bequest revenue, and just use listener revenue. And I think everybody was agreeable to that, but then we got sidetracked in a whole bunch of other stuff. And so the central services thing just kind of fell by the wayside. I'm happy that we're circulating back to it because it's an important function of this committee, and it's also something that Anita feels profoundly uncomfortable dealing with because it's kind of a, you know, an internal financial mechanism thing for the organization, and she doesn't really want to mess with that. She's, you know, she's happy to do the accounting, she's happy to administer certain functions, but she really doesn't want to make decisions like this. So it really should be a committee matter, I think, so it's welcomed by her to be in this committee. I think it's a good function for this committee as well. And I think since we have representatives from all the stations, we can discuss the various proposals and the realisticness within this particular committee. So where we left it off last time is that and I could send the spreadsheet out again. I sent a spreadsheet that showed various scenarios for the central services formula. I will definitely do that after the meeting tonight since we only have a few minutes left. But what I noticed was that if we take the more recent revenues into account instead of the trailing three-year averages, the figures are almost exactly the same. It's crazy how close they are, like within 1%. So we can actually use a shorter review period. That might be something helpful. So if a situation changes radically with the station, that they could adjust their central services payments radically in accordance with that, those radical changes. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw all that out there for everybody's information, especially the new members and for those of you who have forgotten the last discussion. So there you have it.
Thank you, Chris. Well done.
Thank you.
Any discussion?
This is Paulina. As a new member, I have a question.
Go ahead.
I want to know what the discussion has been in terms of, it sounds like basing central services on revenue makes more sense than some kind of formula that would combine expenses plus revenue, mainly because, I don't know. That's what I want to know. What if somebody can do as well as Chris just did in terms of giving a summary of what the discussion has been so far, because I'm really not privy to it. I am new to this body, but I'm just thinking this. You know, we can't comparing apples to oranges. Let's say comparing a station like WBAI that has to pay crazy rent, right, New York City or Brooklyn level rent to, let's say, a station that actually owns, a station that actually uses the property owned by the foundation, such as KPFK. It's really difficult to base it on anything but revenue because, expenses are just so wide, differ so much. And basing on listenership, I think, is also complicated because we don't, signal areas that differ in size and so on and so forth. I just want to know, I'm sorry, I've rambled on long enough. If somebody can enlighten me as quickly as Chris just did, that was great. Thank you, Chris.
And this is the chair. I'm going to take just a moment to go over some other things that were part of the conversation we had in the past. And then I'm going to ask our Paul and Chris again and anyone else who wants to chime in on this, especially those who have a long institutional knowledge and memory about these things. But I think in our past discussions we had talked about basing it on membership, in other words, a fee per member, a percentage, some kind of a fee per each member that you have. And then we also talked about doing it based on revenue, with the idea also, though, that it be realistic. And that would be, let's try not to set unrealistic central services requirements for stations that clearly aren't going to be able to make it. And right now our candidate would be KPFK for a station that might not be able to make it because at the moment they just seem to be going off a cliff. And then finally, yes, as Paulina had mentioned, some kind of an adjustment for the regular expenses that in some areas are just way out of line with what the expenses are elsewhere. Again, not just as a matter of some kind of fairness concept, but also as a nod toward realism. When you have to pay, for example, $17,000 for the tower in Manhattan, that makes the use of the formula a little bit unrealistic, and then we get into a situation where central services fees are adding up and adding up over a period of time, and then people get, you know, extremely upset about it, and it looks like, you know, the situation is unfair from different angles, and hopefully, you know, we can come up with something that will accommodate all of that. It's not going to be simple, I don't think. And then one final factor, which was having some, if possible, even though I just threw all those complications into it, having some degree of simplicity, because formulas that have to be readjusted periodically become more difficult to figure. In other words, to assess as a year goes on. So I think that we had some discussion about whether the formula would be last for a year or whether it be adjustable in some way over time. Okay. Anyone else?
Fred.
Fred. Go ahead, Fred. We haven't heard from you.
Yes, I haven't spoken very much. It seems like these discussions on central services have been going on forever now. It's at least 3 years that I've been around. We've been talking about this and never coming up with a workable solution. I'd like to remind people the reasons that we were using membership is because we didn't have we were talking about that. We didn't have good numbers on income. So membership was actually a better solution than income at the time. But this all comes down to income. And also, right now, we've just gone through a 3-month period where everything is, you know, all our assumptions have fallen, have collapsed, and the whole world has changed. What were stable stations are now, you know, unstable. I hope I'm being clear here. In any case, I like what Chris said about dropping this averages. The whole purpose of having a 3-year average was basically to slow the change in assessments. And right now we're in a situation where everything is changing, so I think we need to go, you know, I think going with current numbers is the simpler and the better way to handle this. Probably more realistic in terms of what stations can actually pay. So, I think we should, since we're now getting good numbers on income, I think we should use those numbers for our assessments. So, I don't know what else I can throw in here, but I think we need to come up with new central services numbers that are more current and do it within the next month or so. So,
Mr. Chair, your timekeeper, I believe we're at time certain, actually, to time to adjourn.
Yes, I see that we are. And thank you, Fred. That was well said. I just will ask for a moment of discussion just to feel out how people feel. I mean, we're getting a start on this, but I know some like to consider time certain. So can we have any discussion, a brief discussion on how people feel about continuing or ending?
This is Sharon.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Go ahead, Sharon. Oh. I heard Sharon first.
All right, okay. I would like to end because I feel like it's actually a great point to end, and we gave ourselves the deadline of next meeting to talk about this so we could put this as, you know, a very early item on the agenda and probably resolve it next weekend, and perhaps in the meantime we can get an email, maybe Chris could send it, of what we had been discussing last year, or maybe you, James, can send it, because we have discussed this quite a bit. So I would like to end and continue the discussion in 2 weeks.
And who else did I hear? Was that Teresa?
I was going to ask for an extension of time to cover what Sharon just said, and so I think I'm good.
Okay. I like the suggestion about bringing up the historical materials. I'm not sure I have them. Chris, do you have them where you can access them? I assume it would be in your possibly your in your record of the Finance Committee deliberations. Chris, are you with
Chris,
us?
Chris, are you muted?
Are you muted?
Oh, this is Sharon, maybe while Chris is. Doesn't our fault, do we have it in the minutes somewhere? I mean, I'm just trying to remember.
Yeah,
or in the agenda?
One, we may have it in the minutes, but I know that it's been sent out by email. So, yeah, I can comb through emails, or Chris can comb through emails. Maybe that's what he's doing right now. And can probably come up. I'm pretty certain we can come up with what we've discussed in the past.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, we hear you.
Oh, it's weird. I was pressing my mute button off, and it just wasn't. My voice just wasn't coming through. Yes, I have all the materials, James. I have all of them.
Oh, wonderful. I thought you might.
Yeah, and it was all. I think it was from early this year, by the way. Just as a matter of reference, I think it was in January was the last time we discussed it. So yes, I will get those to everybody.
But just a quick question.
Thank you.
In the minutes, you don't have discussion included in the minutes, but when you referred to emails where people were discussing things back and forth, and I, you know, maybe there was some presentation that was written up.
Yeah, I think I actually have a piece that I put along with that, a discussion piece, yes. So I'll send that
Wonderful.
To you.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And our Paul, anything you can come up with would be very gratefully received.
Okay.
For that matter.
Now, this is Paulina with a question.
Go ahead, Paulina. We are out of time, right?
We are past. We are 3 minutes past time. Very briefly, is it possible for us to have some kind of a folder where things are stored? I mean, it doesn't have to be, you know, a Google folder, but something where other than just having it all in our email in random places where we might not be able to find it. We waste a lot of time asking for it again. Just a place where you know this is where you go. It's secured by a password. It's only for committee members, and that's where we all, you know, we store whatever is being shared. Is that possible?
I think that's a lovely idea. I know the governance committee is working on things like that for the whole system, but I would not know how to create such a thing. If there's anybody here who does, maybe Fred is good at these things. Go ahead, Arpal.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a thing of all the stuff we used to have it. Then Yahoo metamorphosed into Oath and all. However, up on my website, I have I post the public NFC minutes. So if anybody says, I don't have any of the minutes, you can go up to glib.com, and I will send out a direct URL for that, and, you know, it's all there. Don't be daunted by the security stuff that's on it. It doesn't hurt you or anything. I'll post that later.
Okay. Let's
Wonderful.
Continue this conversation over email. Thank you so much. We
Very
can figure
good.
Out how to, yeah.
All right, well, I think at this point then, I think we should say we're adjourned, and perhaps we should all go over and see if there's anything still going on at the audit committee.
Good night, everyone.
All right, good night.
Bye.
Thank
good
you
night.
All.
Thank you.
Thank you for a great
good
discussion.
Good night.
Very nice.
Good night. Good night. Good night.